Now it's time to bring on board Michael Fabiano, the Hall of Famer, NFL Network, and NFL.com. Everything fantasy football. And right off the top, scoring over the weekend was simply stunning. Is this the new NFL? I mean, it's got to be great for fantasy, Michael.
Well, you know, as long as you didn't have C.J. Anderson or Jeremy Hill, there were still certainly a whole bunch of stinkers out there. But there were a lot of points. A lot of quarterbacks are putting up great numbers, which, again, backs my theory of wait on a quarterback when you have your draft. You're also seeing some tight ends sort of emerge into more consistent, valuable options. And we thought tight end was going to be very weak this year. So, yeah, it was good to see it. I still think there's some confusion at running back, though, and some of the big names are not producing. I mentioned Jeremy Hill, Justin Forsett, Marshawn Lynch. We haven't seen these guys put up the numbers, C.J. Anderson, that we were hoping for. So there are certainly some positions who have seen their stock rise in terms of scoring, and others, not so much.
I'm seeing a lot of questions about running backs. Lamar Miller or Chris Johnson?
Chris Johnson. Yeah, I can't believe I'm saying that. He wears 23 for the Cardinals. He looked 23 last week. Great, great performance against the Niners. Bruce Arians clearly loves to stick with his veterans, and I think he sees 18-plus touches this week against the Rams, who can't stop the run. Very good against the pass so far this year, but their run defense has not been good.
What do you make out of Lamar Miller?
Well, he's another one of those running backs who has been a major disappointment. He's dealing with a little bit of an ankle. And to be quite honest, Brad, the whole Dolphins offense, Jordan Cameron's done next to nothing. Jarvis Landry in standard leagues isn't even in the top 20. PPR, he's much better. Rishard Matthews has been the best player on that team from a fantasy standpoint the last 2 weeks. And who started Rishard Matthews? Now people are picking him up. But the Dolphins as a whole have not been good, and I'm a little worried about the addition of Jonas Gray, and he played a little bit last week. I worry that this could be a committee, but Lamar Miller is not a guy who's playing like he's in a contract year, that is for sure.
Michael Fabiano, NFL Network, NFL.com, the Hall of Famer. Okay, so the injuries to Roethlisberger and Marshawn Lynch, I'm getting tons of questions about those. Where are you at on Michael Vick?
I'm actually in a dynasty league, and I'm playing him on Thursday night. Great matchup. Baltimore has not been good at all against quarterbacks this year. Is he the same guy who was the highest-scoring fantasy player a few years ago with the Philadelphia Eagles? Of course not. But he's got great weapons around him. I mean, his deep ball is not what it used to be, but it's still respectable. He can still run a little bit with the football. And you can do worse. You can do worse. There are a lot of good quarterback matchups out there this week, including Derek Carr, for example, who I think is a really good play against the Bears, or Tyrod Taylor, who's been amazing and has a matchup this week against the Giants that's favorable. So there are some other options out there, but if you're really in a pinch, and a lot of people, you lose Roethlisberger, you lose Romo, Drew Brees is banged up, Jay Cutler, okay, well, you lose Jay Cutler, no big deal. But there are people out there who need quarterback help. And remember, Brad, there's two teams on a bye. Tom Brady, who's been the second-best quarterback in fantasy this year behind Aaron Rodgers, and Marcus Mariota, who is proving to be a QB1. So Vic is going to be starting in some leagues this weekend. There's no doubt about that.
What is your strategy for bye weeks? How do you go about it?
Honestly, in the draft, I pay some attention to it, not too much. But once we get into the regular season, there's almost always a guy who's kind of like, you know, that dead spot on your roster that you're not going to play this dude. You pick him, you pick up an alternative, you play in the matchups. The one player that I typically wouldn't drop that you're thinking, well, he's a kicker, is Steven Gostkowski. Now, if someone drops Gostkowski in your league, pick him up. I don't care if you have two kickers for 5 days. Big deal. You drop the other kicker. Gostkowski is so good that he is almost like starting a tight end every week. If you look at the numbers, he's always putting up great numbers. So he's someone that, even though he's a kicker, kickers are people too here, I wouldn't drop him. And if someone did drop him, I would pick him up and stash him until the Patriots come back and play. But typically you're just looking at the matchups. Honestly, I mean, that's why if you have Brady, Derek Carr is a good option. Michael Vick is a good option. Taylor's a good option. If you're playing a running back who is on a bye this week, like Deion Lewis, pick up Carlos Williams from Buffalo. He's got a good matchup, and it looks like LeSean McCoy is not going to play. So there are certainly some options out there.
We're talking with Michael Fabiano. Okay, so to this question, you answered part of it with Derek Carr. Jared wants to know, Eli Manning or Derek Carr?
Derek Carr. I don't like Manning's matchup this week in Buffalo. I know he's been good. He's not been great so far this year. Last week had a good stat line, but he hasn't thrown a pick this year yet, and I think Eli's due. Maybe for like three or four. Bad matchup. I would avoid Eli Manning.
Eric, I have the Ravens and Chargers defense. What do I do?
Both defenses are decent plays. I would prefer to go with the Chargers this week against Josh McCown and the Browns.
Picking up Antonio Andrews, getting questions about Antonio Andrews. Where are you at on Antonio Andrews?
He's worth a look, certainly. They're on a bye this week, so he's a good stash play. Mm-hmm. We don't know who the top running back is in Tennessee. It was Bishop Sankey first week, and we saw some Terrence West. And this past week, it was Andrews. But also keep in mind that David Cobb is on PUP, so he's eligible to come back in a couple of weeks. So maybe he's a guy you stash, unless Andrews plays in week five and is the clear guy in that backfield. But that thing's a mess right now. There are a few backfields, Brad, around the league that are just absolutely headaches for fantasy owners. Cleveland's one of them. The Giants are one of them. Now the Redskins are one of them. And certainly Tennessee is another one.
Well, don't you look, too, at Thomas Rawls or Fred Jackson and say, where are you at on that one? Because I'm getting a lot of questions on that one, too.
Thomas Rawls, he had 100 yards rushing last week, and they have a Monday night game against Detroit. So if you have Marshawn, you have to pick up Thomas Rawls. And I'm just going by what happened last week, okay? Mm-hmm. If Fred Jackson was the true handcuff, wouldn't he have played? Rawls saw all the work, and they really like him. They really like this Rawls kid. So at this point, you would have thought it was going to be Fred Jackson, but Rawls looks like the guy to pick up.
Mark, Rashad Matthews, Marvin Jones, Cecil Shorts. I need a receiver, first pick in waivers.
Rashad Matthews, Cecil Shorts, and the third was who?
Marvin Jones.
Wow. This week I would go Matthews. I don't love the matchup for either one of the guys. It's Matthews and Jones. Those are the two that I certainly – Cecil Shorts I'm not a huge fan of. So I would look to pick up Matthews for the duration of the season. The matchup isn't great, though, this week against the Jets. Keep that in mind.
Before I let you go, who do you like? Who don't you like this week? I know you love Derek Carr a great deal. You like Michael Vick a great deal. Who else?
Well, again, those guys are going to be utilized because, a lot of people need a quarterback. I would advise people to keep playing Andrew Luck. It's weird to put him in my start him and sit him column because normally he's a no-brainer, but people are absolutely pulling their hair out about Luck. Play him against the Jaguars, trust me. Play Matt Ryan, Tyrod Taylor, and Derek Carr. Guys, I'm sitting at quarterback. I don't like Matthew Stafford, Eli Manning. Colin Kaepernick was a sit last week, and boy, he was really bad. He actually cost me in one of my leagues. I lost by 2 points. He gave
dropping.
Me less than six.
Get him
Thank
out
you,
of here.
Kaepernick. You are on the waiver wire right now. Guys that I'm starting at running back, Latavius Murray, Mark Ingram. I told you to start Joe Randall and Devonta Freeman last week. I like Carlos Williams as well. We talked about Lamar Miller as a sit. Doug Martin, Alfred Morris, Rashad Jennings, also guys that I'm keeping on the bench. At wide receiver this week, I do like Jordan Matthews quite a bit, despite the fact that he struggled last week. Amari Cooper, Brandon Marshall, play T.Y. Hilton. He's got a great history against the Jaguars. And James Jones, one of the best pickups in fantasy. And wide receivers I'm benching this week. Right now, I don't like Alshon Jeffrey. We'll see how he does throughout the week. If he's able to put in full practices, maybe you start him as a two or a three, but I still don't like the matchup. Jarvis Landry could be on Revis Island. Vincent Jackson, bad, bad trend against Carolina. And as much as I love John Brown, Larry Fitzgerald has reemerged as an elite fantasy receiver over the last couple of weeks. So Brown could be a rough start. Mike Wallace is also somebody I'd bench against Denver.
Stay well as always, Michael. Thanks.
All right, my man.